Tom Stone is the chief executive officer of Doctors Memorial Hospital in rural Perry, Florida.
We admit about 1,400 patients a year into the hospital and over 12,000 ER visits every year.
It may not seem like a large workload, but when the administered funding is significantly less than the cost of providing health care to patients, it can take a toll. Stone says rural hospitals like his are frequently underfunded.
Between 2015 and 2017, we were paid approximately $2.5 million less than the cost of what the care to provide to those patients cost us. That was, our cost is about 42 cents on the dollar, and we were getting reimbursed about 20 to 21 cents on the dollar.
The reason for the lack of funding is the cutbacks Florida lawmakers have made on Medicaid. It varies by hospital, but nearly half of rural patients rely on government plans like Medicare and Medicaid. Last year, Florida's legislature cut $521 million from Medicaid funding. $11.4 million affected rural community hospitals. Furthermore, additional federal funds that the state expected did not come to fruition. Stone says this has strong-armed many hospitals into cutting specific programs. DeSoto Memorial Hospital recently closed its maternity care services due to these budgetary restraints.
We're significantly being underpaid for the service we provide. Some would argue, well, that's the institutional's problem, but, you know, Medicaid is a program that we're mandated to participate in and to provide that care to patients. So if we're going to stay in business, exist in our communities, support our communities, be a pillar from an economic standpoint, we can't afford to take losses like that.
But Sanford Republican Representative Jason Brodeur argues the issue rural hospitals are facing is their rural nature.
You know, one of the challenges that rural hospitals has is the fact that they are rural. And so if you see a decline in the number of people going there, that is going to put any business in trouble.
On top of that drop in patients, many rural hospitals also face the issue of providing care to uninsured patients who may not be able to afford the care they receive. That is one reason hospitals are wary of the state's budget plan. The Senate's proposal offers $50 million in new funding for hospitals to balance last year's cuts. But the House's budget plan would include an additional $2.9 million cut to rural hospitals. Bruce Rubin is the president of the Florida Hospital Association. He says the House's budget continues the trend of underfunding.
The House proposal basically is uses a tiered formula identical to the one that was used last year, and it does not include the $50 million in non-recurring revenue that was applied last year. So the total cut is a lot higher at $651 million than it was last year.
Miami Republican Senator Anna Terry Flores says she cannot say for sure what the funding difference for rural hospitals will be between the House and the Senate, but admits it will come down to what the leaders of both chambers agree on during budget negotiations. For WFSU News, I'm Ange Quintana.